If for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older, I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, the retro. 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 Brand new, the retro.
They shave points. It's High Society Radio. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
It's High Society Radio on More Like Radio Network, NewtownRadio.com. At HS Radio on Twitter. Patreon.com/High Society Radio. And I'm going to guess, I don't know, we're on iTunes?
Yep.
That's pretty baller. They don't just let anyone on iTunes, Johnny. Now, Johnny, last week we were discussing that Jay Cutler needed a Al Bundy type game to get you into the fantasy fucking finals. Did that happen?
He fucking pulled it out, son. By the skin of his fucking teeth. You know how bad he played, dude? They sat him the next fucking game.
But you still got your points, though, didn't you, Johnny?
I got to the fucking championship game, but at this point, I'm wondering what the fuck was the point of all this nonsense.
Really?
I'm holding on by a fucking dental floss at this point.
So we're recording this on Monday night.
Yep.
What needs to happen for you to win the...
I need Demaryius Thomas to not catch anything.
He can't even catch one ball for 5 yards.
If he catches that, I guess. I just don't need no TDs or anything crazy, bro.
All right.
If he gets 8 points, that's fine. 10 points, fine. Anything past that, I'm fucked.
All right, we got a 10-point cap on Demaryius Thomas.
That's
tonight.
It, bro, and I can't have no more than that. Or the dream is over, son. I got to the dance. Words come to words. High Society finishes 8-8 or 9-7. Ain't no losing records out here, son.
Do you win any money for coming in second?
Ain't no such shit as second place, son. Right. It ain't no soft league.
Right.
Want to go home.
I like that.
It'd be nice if you get $50. You know?
At least you're buying.
I'm like 25.
I'm saying you should at least get your buy-in.
Wait a minute,
back
if it's $25, how are you, last week we said you were going to win $15,000 if you won. How are you win $15,000?
There's 2 million people in it.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh my god.
Cats in it.
The fucking rake is giant though.
Some dudes have the same guy on the same team twice.
This is nuts. I don't even know how this works.
Everybody gets one player.
Oh.
Damn.
I don't need this. I can't do this shit next year, bro. Like my face.
No, you're not. No, you're gonna be, once it comes around, once August comes around, be like, yo, you went for this fantasy league, you're gonna want in.
Oh man, like I'm fine being a Cinderella story at this point. Like I have the lead in from the fucking fourth quarter. I'm not even supposed to be in the game. That's how I'm looking at it. Fucking Kyle Orton, God bless you, sir.
No one's ever said that.
Yo, he pulled it out yesterday. 3 TDs. Could have had a couple more picks, but you know.
I would
whatever.
Not have started Kyle Orton if I were you.
Picked up 60-some-odd points for me. I'll take that.
Has he? What kind of league are you in where the quarterbacks pick up 60 points?
Mad points, bro.
It makes it less, you know.
You get like 10 points for 100 yards at a skill position. I think like for 300, you get 10 points.
You win. You just win. If someone gets 300 yards, you just win your match for the week. All right, well, Demaryius Thomas, hopefully, I don't know, you snap your ankle and running out to the field.
You know, not all that. I hope the Broncos just run the ball the way they've been doing the last couple weeks.
Well, you know, this
Payne's
past
looking soft,
this
bro.
Past football weekend, Andrew Luck got benched.
Yeah, that was an ugly game. And I had somebody on that fucking team.
Dallas Cowboys, greatest football franchise of our time. They win the Super Bowl.
No, Patriots.
Tony Romo?
I say Patriots, bro.
Tony Romo, greatest quarterback of all time?
No. Yo, I was shocked he broke Troy Aikman's record, though. I didn't see that. I was like, oh, shit. He's been doing this for a minute.
He's got a broken back, too. Sad.
Do you want me to cry for him?
He's
got mad
right
money.
Now.
He's fucking bitches left and right.
Oh, he's, as you say, fucking mad bitches, Johnny.
That's what I'm saying, son. You think him and Jerry Jones don't tag team sometimes after games?
Jerry Jones likes some freaky bitches. You saw those pictures that came out.
Shit, bro.
What, they're eating Quaaludes?
Hell yeah, bro.
And they're doing blow out of assholes?
I heard T.O. Doesn't oppose to that.
Really?
Might be in on that.
Really?
Allegedly.
I never heard that. I think you're just making stuff up right now.
You know who's their supplier, right?
Who?
Sam Hurd. All ties together. Chicago Bears, baby. You run them Chi-Town streets.
Didn't he? Sam Hurd got busted for all that
like
blow.
Mad drugs.
Yeah, he was pushing mad cocaine.
While in the NFL. It's like, dog, pick something.
He don't care. He wants some. Let's double down
on
that
federal
money.
Federal time. You know that? It's not even like community
service.
He got
busted trying to buy mad coke.
Yeah, I'm just like, I thought he had it on him for distribution.
I can't remember the exact details, but I know there was a lot of coke involved in the federal.
I didn't see no free Sam Hurd shirts.
Maybe we should start selling those.
Oh, yeah. It's not like anybody forgot about Sam Hurd.
I don't know, man. It's the end of the year. I think we're all pretty tired. It's been a crazy year. I think we're almost through the 300 consecutive shows, right?
It feels like
I thought this was our 400 consecutive show in a row every day.
Well, good. Then we should take a couple weeks off then.
Yeah, are we taking a couple weeks
tired.
Off?
Tired. Tired. You know, New York's pretty crazy right now because those cops got killed in Brooklyn.
That's fucking insane, son. It's like a Batman movie out there.
And if you were to read the Drudge Report, you would think that the entire city is coming apart at the seams.
It's not. It depends what part of the city you're in, I guess.
Do you think Mayor de Blasio is to blame? Because the police union is pissed.
I'm not going to lie. He hasn't helped the situation. But you can't be like Pat Lynch, the fucking PBA head, talking about, oh, there's blood on your hands and shit either.
But
like, it's the rhetoric. Everybody's angry right now.
The police department's been negotiating with City Hall to get a raise for the last 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
They're using the fact that they killed a dude to...
Wow, you think they're pushing that agenda? I haven't seen that board
dude,
up.
They're using the fact that they got criticized for wrongfully killing a dude to bolster their appeal to get a raise.
I could see where they could spin it where, like, look, we're necessary. Because they're making mad OT, too, you know?
Just as at fault as de Blasio is for appealing to his base and exploiting the death of someone.
Yeah.
They're at fault for exploiting an accidental death in the field to try to help them get a raise.
Well,
murders by a psychopath.
Yeah, that made sense.
Was, yeah, the cops, it's all being spun as like, oh my God, every criminal in New York City is just looking to kill cops.
It was
just a crazy person from Baltimore who tried to kill his girlfriend, came up to New York.
Yeah, but
and then targeted two random cops because he was a crazy person.
Did you see
this? It's
story
a terrible
though?
Story.
I did see somebody on Facebook because you know you see the cops were protesting. They were wearing shirts.
Facebook's
said,
where I get all my news.
That's where I get all my news.
I can breathe. Shirts.
I can breathe. Shirts the police were wearing. I was like,
was
and somebody said, "I guess you can breathe because you got aired out." I thought that was in poor taste.
Fuck yeah, man! But
but I thought the "I can breathe" shirts were in poor taste. Also,
yeah,
that's kind of rubbing it in.
Fuck it. No,
yeah.
But everybody dropped the ball on that one, man.
They might as well wear shirts that said, "We kill blacks."
Jesus.
Oh, Chris, stop.
Give us a raise.
Damn.
Chris, stop.
Don't do that.
Stop it.
Yeah, but like the fucking, I forgot the dude's name. It's an old guy who was on TV yesterday talking about, yeah, we had the Baltimore dude. They had his steps from Baltimore all the way to New York. Maryland office never fucking faxed New York shit until like 2 minutes before he shot it up. They knew hours beforehand. Why wouldn't you fucking send that fax? Like, they could tell you point by point where he drove to, where
the
fuck he was.
Yeah, they tracked his cell phone.
That's ridiculous, though. Why wouldn't you give the heads up beforehand?
I don't know.
That's a fucking credible threat with all the shit that's going on, especially after the fact they knew he shot somebody. Fucking send the fax. So, it's not much as on the fucking man as it is a dude that pulled the trigger and a fucking lack of information between both departments.
Wait, you're
that's
saying
bad.
It's not the mayor's fault, it's the guy who did the shooting's fault?
Yeah.
It's preposterous,
yeah,
Johnny.
Yeah, I know, right? The way people made it sound, I had to take I never do that.
Johnny, why don't you take your fucking liberal agenda and get the fuck out of here?
People are ridiculous. Like, you said, like, Cuomo met with Jay-Z, and people were like, why is he meeting with a crack dealer?
Yeah.
Because he's a fucking, he went from being a crack dealer to owning 90 businesses.
When did he meet with Jay-Z?
It was last week.
It was last week, him, Russell Simmons.
Yeah, I'm still not sure why he met with Jay-Z, but businessman or not.
That makes sense. You want some Brooklyn Nets tickets and a Beyonce lap dance. Why not?
He's trying to appeal to Democrats because he wants to run for president. What are you talking about?
Jay-Z appeals to Democrats?
He's black and rich, I guess.
And then you got Obama.
He hangs out with Obama.
It's Obama. That's what they call him on Facebook. It's Obama. Jay-Z
likes money. He has to be a Republican.
He also put out that song, Black Republicans.
Yeah. There you go. Exactly.
No, he does a lot for like... He gives water to Africa.
Once you get a lot of money, you become a Republican.
No, he's in the Illuminati.
Yeah.
Okay.
He worships the devil.
Are you going to call him stupid?
Stupid.
He's just got a giant pyramid with an eye on it tattooed on his...
Apparently, he also had Beanie Siegel shot a couple weeks back. Really? That was another thing.
Beanie Siegel got shot? I didn't even hear about this.
He got shot over Thanksgiving. They said Jay-Z had it done because he needed to shut the streets down for a little bit.
Where did you hear this?
That's what they're saying.
World Star in the comments.
World Star, yeah. All hip hop.
But you read it in the comments.
All the bee's knees.
See, I'm reading on Philly.com that shooting answer is still elusive.
There you go. That's Jay-Z's money.
I'll tell you who's not going to talk.
The money.
I'll tell you who I know is not going to talk about it.
Who's that?
Beanie Siegel.
No.
He's not dead. He's just in critical, I think, right?
Exactly. He's still not talking. You know why? Because he's Beanie Siegel.
Beanie Siegel knows how to keep his goddamn mouth shut.
Yes, it does.
He don't screw around.
Unless there's food around. I think he's diabetic.
Come on.
We saw him driving in Times Square once in a Bentley.
Yeah.
And I never saw somebody look so uncomfortable like he could get pulled out of that Bentley by a police officer any time than Beanie Siegel.
There's some people that they have the money. That's just not their lifestyle. I respect that.
Yeah. Beanie knows.
So people think Jay-Z had Beanie Siegel shot, and he's meeting with the governor.
Yeah, everybody.
I don't understand why.
He's like Michael Corleone.
Cuomo's getting shit from this from the Republican like side of the media because he's a Republican, but Obama hangs out with Jay-Z all the time.
Yeah, but nobody likes Obama at this point. I mean, like, it's so bad to a point, like, you have to have Hillary run by this point. That's your best chance.
Well, you have to because Obama can't run again.
But Hillary's fucked because you got Benghazi. But if Jeb Bush runs, have Iraq.
I got an email from the Citizens for Liberty that says Obama's trying to steal a third term. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I believe you on that shit, too, bro. That's crazy.
A Bloomberg-esque third term.
See, though, technically, that was only for Bloomberg, though, right? I'm thinking the way they're making it sound, Giuliani's going to fucking run again.
No, it was just Bloomberg. He did a special exemption for just... He petitioned against Giuliani running for a third term.
That's some Vince McMahon shit right there.
And then he made it so only he could run for a third term.
Uh-huh.
And now, you know, he's... him and his advisors from when they're like franchising out to other cities. They're like showing the New York model around.
Yeah, I seen her.
Around the country and the world even.
The man knows how to make money, man.
What do you think about that, Stanley? You think that's a good idea?
I think it's a terrible idea.
Really?
He's got that Uber money backing him up, son, right?
Oh, yeah, because he runs Uber, according to you.
Uber is an evil corporation that price gauges people during terrorist attacks.
Price gouges.
Gouges, thank you. I apologize for my butchering of the English language. I got an air gouge on my bike. It's pretty nice.
I don't even know if they... Are those rate increase like a mark thing? Like, does somebody make a decision, or is there just something in their computers that
do it? There has to be a marking
system,
dude.
Just an algorithm that when it runs, it goes, oh, there's a lot of calls, we have to raise the prices.
No, but it's like during like fucking... like when you necessarily need them,
I think it's just when the most people are using Uber.
Yeah, like during bad weather and when bombs are going off and people are raising ISIS flags everywhere.
Yeah, that's why... That's, whatever. Higher demand equals higher prices. I mean...
You could fucking play ball a little bit. Like, you shouldn't be charging somebody $400 for, like, some, like, what, 20 miles?
Somebody could pay for it.
That's ridiculous.
There's a lot of rich people in this world, Johnny.
Well, people say all the time, Uber's just for rich people. Do you believe that, Johnny? Uber's just for rich people?
I don't. I've never used it, but, you know. Didn't you use Uber before?
I've used Uber before. It was the greatest taxi experience of my entire life.
What?
Yeah, did you get a blowjob?
Yo, there's an app for it. And then you just press a button on the app.
And that shit picks you up.
And a cab comes.
You don't even got to look at your driver, do you? They know what you want.
No, I don't fucking look at my driver.
You don't acknowledge them.
I say, you fucking drive me where I want to go.
You don't even talk to him, I bet. You have fucking Siri talk to him.
I say, you shut your mouth, driver. I just call them driver. And I'm like, I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want.
You're the driver.
With their fucking hair for no reason. Like, yo, you drive. I play with your hair.
Play with yourself, driver. Show it to me.
You know what you did today, driver?
You driving
like
a truck?
You remember that story? You remember Eddie Curry from the Knicks?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a story back in the day that he was, like, making sexual advances to his driver, showing off his dick in the back of the room.
Sure.
That's what he's into.
Yeah, that's terrible. Like,
is it, or is it, that's just what he likes?
The only driver that had it worse was Jason Williams' limo driver who got shot.
Oh, come on, man. You're not going to bring the Jason Williams thing again.
I'm just saying.
You I can't breathe, remember?
Oh, fuck you.
It's all part of it. Oh,
shit. I mean, you can't breathe because of sleep apnea, though.
Obviously.
Oh, ouch. Ouch.
I wasn't talking about me, all right? I'm a white man, all
right? You're a healthy white man in your head, right? I'm just asking.
I got an almost clean bill of health today.
Congratulations.
I got one on Sunday.
Yeah.
More or less.
What did they say about you?
The BP's good. Weight's got to go a little bit down, but it's fine.
No, John, you'll let him tell you that about
you.
Right?
I'm in.
Don't get smart.
I'll get as fucking smart as I want, motherfucker. You can kiss my ass.
I'm in completely great health, except I have degenerative arthritis in my spine.
Oh, fuck, man. I'm so sorry to hear
that. I got to do some yoga. That's all that means.
Yeah, but that you can't really do anything about that at this point, right?
Listen.
You can't do fusion or nothing like that, right?
Why would I need to? It's just
isn't
arthritis.
Isn't that just going to, like, break into you and shit? They isn't that what Stone Cold had?
No.
Chris is saying he has Stone Cold's disease.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Jesus.
No, you know Stone Cold's making his own beer?
I heard that. I didn't think it was a true thing.
It's true.
Who's mixing it with Bush?
No, I think
microbrew.
I think it's going to be a micro Stone Cold Steve Austin microbrew.
Man, you know what? That boy makes money, son.
That'll be the only beer I drink for the rest of my life.
Are they going to be called Steve Weisers?
I don't think you can legally call it Steve Weisers. I wish. I'd love to fucking pound a couple dozen Steve Weisers.
Call it Austin 316, I guess.
I don't think you can call it that either. That's WWE's property,
what?
Isn't it?
He's called
no,
what?
Man.
You should. I was watching the old like a compilation of what promos last night.
What's wrong with you?
They're pretty great.
They're pretty great. They're pretty nuts. I don't know how that became so popular, but it was really popular.
So you
popular.
Just relaxing. You just had you a great night last night, huh?
Oh, yeah.
This is why he's a scumbag, because he's like, hey, John, you're right, bud? Game's getting a little closer, isn't it?
Yeah, I know you started Kyle Lorton. I told you to start Russell Wilson.
I'm at Target just trying to mind my business. Like,
who the fuck tries to mind their own business in a Target?
Yo, I get mad nervous, B. I go there, buy some Simply Lemonade, just chill out in the Starbucks. I don't drink Starbucks.
So you buy Simply Lemonade and hang out in Starbucks and Target.
I just chill, yeah. You can't kick me
There's
out.
There's a Starbucks inside
are
the
you,
Target?
Are you
yeah,
homeless?
Yeah, no.
Do we need to get you lodging?
I didn't want to be home, bro.
I don't want you to be in the streets for Christmas, Johnny.
Dude, have you ever just been home and like you trying to avoid like meeting shit? It's not easy.
Trying
you're
to
online,
avoid what?
Like,
I live alone.
New? Yeah, well,
I try to avoid my cat. I just put it in a box.
Yeah, you.
It's terrible.
You had the fucking life. I always think about that shit, how like you were a baron of land at one point. You had that one apartment hotel, like a kingdom and
oh,
shit.
Oh, and I had the whole house to myself.
That,
yeah,
shit
that
was
fantastic.
Awesome. Well, no, nah, don't say it like that. You had a building to yourself, literally. Not even one apartment.
It was a three-family house.
That's fucking big, though, bro.
Yeah, it was pretty big. It was nice. Not that either of you guys ever came to visit me there.
You never had no... Yo, I said, yo, let me go hang. He was like, nah, it's a mess, bro.
Nah, yeah, I was just being a weird hermit. I love being a weird hermit.
You
in my
you'd like piss some jaws to myself.
No, why would I? I had three bathrooms to use.
I would hope so, but knowing you, you get bored.
It's pretty sick, actually. It's pretty sick.
You never let anybody fucking slum it up. Motherfuckers are going to lose their apartments and shit. Nah, I don't have the key for that apartment. And clearly you did.
Oh, yeah, I had the key.
Johnny, how many more cops are going to get killed?
Oh, man, over, under? Five.
Yeah. Chris?
None? I'm going to say none.
I'd say five, bro. I saw
you think
fucking
five more cops?
I think
this
so, man.
Before the end of the year.
The way fucking
before the end of the year.
Yeah.
That's going to be Christmas.
Christmas week going into New Year's. Yes, before January 1st. The way Stossel had it sounded on Fox News last night, I believe it. He was like, make sure you hug your wife and kids if they're on the beat tonight.
We all know John Stossel's the hard-hitting fucking reporter. He discovered that wrestling was fake.
Yeah, he's a bit of a scumbag. Fox seems to hire scumbags, but I think
you're a scumbag.
I don't mind shit. I work at Fox. I think they've outdone CNN in their coverage of shit. They haven't been as divisive compared to CNN, which is
so
weird.
What are you talking about?
They haven't been so fucking divisive. Even fucking O'Reilly said he thought the dude was a little over the limit with Eric Garner. Same shit with fucking, what's his name? Hannity. There you go. That dude.
Okay. 3 weeks ago, you badmouthed Stephen Hawking.
Oh, come
Hawking.
On, man.
What did he do 2 weeks ago? I can't remember.
He said that Stephen Hawking doesn't deserve a movie because he's taking heat away from the brother physicist.
That's what I'm saying.
No, but then last week you also said something insane.
I didn't say anything insane. I said Dick Cheney.
Oh, no, you said that Dick Cheney was his boy.
I didn't say he was my boy. I said I trust him.
And now you're talking about how great Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hannity are.
Compared to CNN, yeah, I'll say it.
You're like a weird right-wing
fucking
fuck? Psychopath.
That doesn't make any sense.
It makes perfect sense.
He's got a
sense.
Tattoo on his chest that says, I can breathe.
Damn, Johnny.
But it's just pointing to his lungs. It's fucking weird.
Oh, man. No way. If you're having trouble, you want somebody soft with you, or you mm-hmm. want a Dick Cheney kind of motherfucker that'll put a cap in somebody's ass?
Yeah, I don't want Dick Cheney. I don't want Dick Cheney anywhere near me.
If you're having a situation where Dick Cheney's with you, though, you already know shit's going to go down, bro.
Dick Cheney is like Baron Strucker in real life.
I don't think he's an evil dude. I think he's misunderstood, bro.
Really? You don't think Dick Cheney's an evil dude?
I think he's misunderstood.
He sat on the board of Halliburton. What did their stock go up to during the Iraq war?
Hey, look, man. Motherfuckers got to eat, son. I'm not hating him on that. He needs more hearts. He's only got so many.
Yeah, well, it's because he keeps eating other hearts.
Some fucking ion batteries and his shit's be running out quick. Oh, man. But there you go. You got Stanley on the other side, right? Oh, don't kill fucking animals. Oh.
Yeah, don't kill animals. They deserve to die.
What animals?
You know, it's bitching like, oh, they killed a cat or a turtle in a video or some shit. Something soft, bro.
Yeah, like those two Florida girls that killed a turtle.
Yeah, they burned that shit alive. That wasn't cool, bro.
I was real pissed.
Yeah, you had like tears in your eyes and shit. I'm like, damn, son, they ain't even peoples.
Yeah, it hurt me, you know? I was like, I don't care. They could be burning peoples right now. And I wouldn't care as much. They're killing an endangered little turtle. What'd that turtle ever do besides have the poor fortune to fucking live in Florida?
It's been a real shitty year this year, son.
You think so?
Yeah, well, it depends how my night goes tonight, but it's been a shitty enough year.
All right.
Could be worse.
All right.
You don't feel like it's gotten crazier? This year's been pretty fucking crazy. Like, when it comes to, like, evil shit going on.
Yeah, like the interview getting pulled and...
That didn't really, you know... That you figured. You're dealing with a company that wants to appease everybody.
Undertaker's streak ended.
That fucking
It's been a crazy
me.
Year.
That was like my 9/11 right there, bro. What?
Dick Cheney should have gone to war with Brock Lesnar.
That's what I'm saying. Yo, I'd take him in a fucking hardcore match.
I heard right after that Dick Cheney, he declared war on all of ECW.
This is terrible.
Yo, you still got your Sandman shirt?
I do.
See, that was a proof positive for the year. That was nice.
I got that. I'm still pretty pissed off that they didn't release the interview. I think BitTorrent wants to release it.
Yeah, I heard that BitTorrent is offering to Sony, let us distribute.
They'll never do the interview. Because fucking Sony's anti-torrent. They had some shit where
they want to distribute the movie, and they'll make money on BitTorrent.
Yeah, but they have their own streaming site anyway. You know that's what they're going to do at the end of the day.
What, you think they'll throw it up on Crackle?
Whatever.
Yeah, that
Sony
was another
runs,
rumor that the interview will be on Crackle.
Yeah,
but they don't want another cyber attack on Crackle, which makes them money. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, why not just let BitTorrent do it, like get some donations?
Well, they make the money off the hits on the site, right?
No, they make money off ads.
Yeah, or hits on, all right. But fucking, if you run that on Crackle, right, you'd have to charge people for that? I don't know. It's just going to be on there for
No,
free.
They said they would offer it for free on Crackle. Oh, it's one of the rumors.
Yeah, there's just a ton of rumors swirling around. I mean, I was reading an article earlier today that small art house theaters are trying to be like, yo, just let us show it. We're not part of a chain.
I think you'd make
North
more Korea money,
will
too.
Never find us.
That's crazy. Who would have thought a fucking Seth Rogen and Franco movie would have done all this kind of damage?
I'm sure it's not going to be that good.
I didn't look that great either. I'm like, eh.
I mean, I want to see it.
It's not good enough to build up to the hype, but I probably would have just seen it if they would have released it. I'm sure it would have been funny. This is the end was funny.
Yeah, this one was fucking hysterical.
Oh, man, I feel bad for Sony, though.
I don't.
I'm going to go buy a PlayStation. What is it up to, 6?
4. It's on 4, son.
I'm going to go buy a PlayStation 4.
I look at my shit kind of shady now because they were down for a little bit because they got hacked, too. I was like, fuck.
Do you think it's North Korea hacking them? Or you think
Hell
it's-
yeah. You don't. What was the name of this shit? Guardian of Peace? That sounds Guardian Korean. That sounds like Korean kind of words and shit. The way you put that.
Those are English words.
Guardians of Peace? Who
so
the fuck
is Guardians
talks like
of the
that?
Galaxy a fucking North
that
Korean movie?
That sounds
movie?
Right. Guardians of Peace. That sounds mad Asian. The way you
didn't
describe
they say,
a dish.
Didn't they decide that they... Did, like, isn't it like determined? Didn't the FBI determine that they know it wasn't actually North Korea?
It was North Koreans, though.
It was North Koreans who paid a group that was outside of North Korea.
Yeah, that makes like, more sense. That's
just,
plausible.
I was just reading about the North Korean internet and how it's like nothing.
Those are fucking
like they have an intranet, which is just like they run. It runs off bootleg Japanese Windows.
Yeah,
and
I wouldn't think they'd have that kind of fucking fortitude over there. They barely got rice. You ever heard of Asian people with no rice? That's crazy, son.
Have I That's ever heard of what
Asian people with no rice? That's what North Koreans are.
With
they ain't
no,
got
rice?
No rice. They ain't got no rice.
They, I think they have rice.
They ain't got enough rice. Some motherfuckers are skinny as shit, B.
Are you saying rice or rights?
Rice. Yeah. Rice. As in rice you eat. Ray rice.
Oh, God.
No?
Yeah, they have nothing. The North Koreans are starving. They have no electricity.
That's what I'm saying.
They half only don't them- have electricity. What do you need electricity at night for? You're supposed to be going to sleep and
How
praying
the fuck
to
you
the great leader.
Electricity, though. It's not like you need that shit.
They half of them are in work camps, just breaking rocks all
here's
day
a,
long.
Here's a picture of all the people that are allowed to see the actual internet in North Korea.
They wear
this
white.
Is actually a picture of all the people that are allowed to see the internet.
There's about 10 people there.
Yeah.
Who just love internet pornography.
Damn. He had his uncle killed too, man. I remember that. That's a bad dude, man.
Is he a bad dude or is he
I mean,
just
his uncle
asshole?
Never would have seen it coming. It's kind of a bitch move, really.
Yeah. It's like Game of Thrones
I mean,
shit. Ain't no
I'm just saying right
dude.
Now.
You fired him.
Kim Jong-un's a bitch. I'm just saying that.
Oh, no.
I don't
no,
think he's going to do shit.
North Korea's going to hack our...
We're going to release this. No problem. No problem.
Text brains to ASAP.
Sony's mad pussy.
Show's going down.
Sony's mad pussy. This shit is going to be fine.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I'm saying right now, I'll kill Kim Jong-un on this program.
Sony's a pretty fucking evil company. Not to think that there are any good companies left, but... Sony's pretty racist and shit.
You're pretty racist, Bronx Johnny.
Yeah, but I don't fucking make billions of dollars and shit. I could be racist
Why
and
not?
Be a billionaire.
You should be. If you're going to be a racist, you might as well be a billionaire,
I put
too.
All my money in fucking black truffles and motherfucking goddamn NFL football games. That's why I'm not a fucking billionaire.
Oh, my God. These truffle futures are down. My fortune's gone.
Fucking penny stocks up the ass.
You got to cop them penny stocks, dog. They're making dough right
now. Them shits do make bank. That's what the Wolf of Wall Street taught me and shit. They make good money, son.
I mean, if you find the right one.
Oh, yeah. You got Jay Birkenhall fucking pointing guns at niggas' moms. Good time, bro.
Oh, no. Shit's getting pretty serious.
Yeah. What is?
Cops are getting killed in goddamn New York City.
North Korea's happening.
North Korea's blowing up right now.
I'm saying I'll fuck up Kim Jong-un on this podcast.
Don't be that fucking guy.
That's what I'm going to say. I'm
what
challenging
you fucking
him.
Taco
you
Tuesday?
Heard it.
I'm like
you
Jose Canseco challenging CM Punk to a fucking UFC fight.
Oh, my God. Why is he doing that? Ain't he shoot? Ain't his dumb ass shoot a finger off?
Yeah.
Are you going to fight the best in the world?
He shot
son?
A finger
you
off, got it
finger.
Reattached, and then it fell off.
Wait, CM Punk shot his finger off?
No.
Canseco,
man. Canseco challenged CM
that?
Punk to a fight.
He shot himself and lost a finger.
So, I didn't know he challenged CM Punk.
So did
fight.
The Green Ranger. A bunch of people have challenged him. Screech.
Yeah, I seen that. My little brother's like, yo, the Green Ranger might fuck him. I'm like, you out your mind, son.
Green Ranger
gets it in. I
Green Ranger had that dragon, though. I mean, that's pretty badass. The fucking dragon came out of
a
volcano.
But he also played a flute like a bitch, if you recall.
Yeah, that never got that power. It was like supposed to be like a sea urchin thing or some shit. He did come out the water.
Oh,
I guess what
water.
That was. That dragon he had.
Yeah.
It would always come out of the water.
I guess it was just a Godzilla ripoff.
It was a Mecha Godzilla ripoff. It even had the missile fingers.
Yes, he did. Oh, shit. You right,
Damn.
Son.
Damn. Was that show Japanese, though?
Nah, Power Rangers was all U.S.
No, but
no
like...
No way. It was Japanese first.
Most of the
show
was...
Nah, you
they
fronting,
just,
son,
no.
Front. Don't
all
front.
The action parts were filmed in Japan.
It's
and then
from
they just,
Bandai.
Yeah, Bandai's a Japanese company, you stupid
But Americans fuck. Own Bandai, son. They just work out there. Look that up.
No, Johnny.
Bandai is a Japanese toy making and video game company.
Why would you look that up? You know Johnny was lying. And now he's laughing.
Because
at
he'll
you.
Argue his fucking point forever. That's I'm why not. I had to do it. Yo, I don't give a fuck what that Wikipedia shit say, son.
It's true.
Bandai, that's
that
America,
shit.
So we own that.
We own that shit. Yeah, next year's going to be rough, too. We're going to be going to war with fucking Russia and China and shit.
You think?
Russia's fucked.
That ruble, yeah, in front, that ruble dropped. I'm thinking they're balling out of control out there.
I might cop some rubles.
We should just move
not now.
The show to Russia.
What's
the rubles so fucking low?
No, the whole reason like
what are
all
we
right,
done
Russia,
in Mike?
Russia's economy is slumped anyway, right? We should move, but like the reason why is because OPEC is keeping the price of oil low, right?
Oh yeah.
But the reason why is because they're trying to fuck with the motherfuckers in North Dakota who are making mad money off shale oil. It's more expensive
to Shantytown brothers that we were going to
exactly that we were going to go sell prostitutes. That's why we now have to go to fucking Russia.
Yeah, probably, but I'm not really good with the language. You kind of scared me from going there last time.
Don't worry, we'll put you in whiteface.
Yeah,
fine.
I guess so.
I forgot that.
You just have to learn how to eat caviar.
That Russia's, OPEC is falling apart.
Well, that OPEC's not falling apart. They're purposely producing more oil so that to fuck with America because America entered the market again. And shale oil is much harder. You have to oxidize the shale before you can extract the oil. It's a much harder than just pumping crude, which is what Saudi Arabia and all those countries do.
I'll pump that crude. You know what I'm talking about, John?
I'm saying I'll pump that shit all over
is that
fucking Saudi.
Pipes jokes? I don't know what you mean.
All over Arabia. Just pumping that shit.
Just Wesley piping it.
The whole peninsula, just fucking airing it out.
So what you're saying is we can't go to North Dakota now because they're going to start not making as much money, so we have to go to Russia.
No, U.S. production is staying where it's at.
That's what's up. What's up, OPEC?
But if U.S. production went down because of it, people didn't want to invest in shale as much, then you'd see the price of oil go up even with OPEC's production going higher.
I never got why you didn't do Jim Cramer's job. Like, you always say shit, and I learn stuff.
Because I didn't go to college.
He barely talks like he went to fucking college. He just yells at the TV and gets red.
He reminds me of Bill Alfonso.
Bill Alfonso is a cool motherfucker. I wouldn't say Jim Cramer's cool. He's all right. Okay. I want to trust that motherfucker to throw me a chair, dog.
All right, so now the new plan is we're not going to North
Dakota. Oh, my God, he tried to fucking hit a Van Damminator, but Jim Cramer was busy hitting a fucking 360 in the corner instead of paying attention to the match and throwing squeeze toys at the crowd. Oh, my God.
All right, Stanley, so the new plan is we have to move to Russia because the ruble is low. We'll just bring some American dollars and ball out.
I'm down for that.
Can we wear ski masks?
Yeah, like we'll be like Cock Riot. Yeah. That's what we'll be. We'll be Cock Riot.
We'll just be Cock Party. We don't need to be a riot.
Cock Revolution. How about that?
And we'll throw
Cockolution.
We'll throw dildos at everyone. got you.
Use that shit like currency, like here.
Right. Suka.
What the fuck?
That means bitch.
I know
in Russian. I'm like Nyet, right? What else? What are the words in Russian? Everyone knows, huh?
Drustazi.
What's that mean?
I think it means suck my dick or vodka. Suck a dick.
I know vodka.
Vodka. Vodka. What's suck my dick in Russian?
Suka mean bitch?
Yeah, suka.
That's a suka business.
Suka means bitch.
Was it? Is that a suck my dick or dick? Draska, dras. Fuck, how do you say it? I don't know.
You're making us look bad now in front of our future Russian listeners.
I gotta brush up on how to say cocksuck in Russian.
All right, good. I mean, you should just
they
suck
throw
a
that shit
cock.
Around.
I'm no. sure they do. They have nothing to win for.
I think they just
Russia.
Say woman. Just say women.
Vodka.
Yo, those women are pretty as shit, but they're worth nothing out there. We out here flying them out here
gorgeous
and shit,
Russian,
saving their lives.
Gorgeous Russian women? Yeah, they're literally worth nothing.
Dime a dozen out there.
What do you mean? They're pretty expensive here.
Markup. Yeah, I'm talking. Yeah, they got to pay for that goddamn... airfare over here.
Airfare.
I'm gonna guess.
You mean they throw them in fucking shipping containers?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Yeah, the fucking they're in a shipping crate.
Yeah, they got some fucking weird show on the Learning Channel where like you people get married within 90 days so they can stay.
Yeah,
just fucking terrible.
I've watched that show, Johnny.
Did you see the one with the Arab dude? That he married the white woman. She was a bit overweight, had some kids, but then she got into like financial trouble. And he dipped on her. And
did
he
that,
came back like 19 right. days later and shit.
Later, fatso.
Yeah. He basically did that, bro.
He bounced on her?
Yes.
I didn't see that episode.
He came back like 19 days later. Like, she was like, where you was at? Like, it ain't none of your business. You got
really?
Your money? He basically told her that.
Damn, that's great.
But it's like, I didn't even think that was legal doing a 90 day. Aren't you supposed to be like pretending you're really married and shit when you do that?
It's all a sham, Johnny.
I know that. I've been offered a couple of fucking bucks in there to fucking, you know, put the ring on it.
All right, so how many fucking rings you got on it then?
I don't have any, because I've been
a pussy.
Denied.
Take the money, Johnny.
Nah, I kind of didn't do that either. You never been offered money to
how
marry?
Much, like how much you think you fetch in the open market
Here's
for
Here's the thing. These motherfuckers first told me 50, and then that shit went down to 30 real quick, and I was like, this is shady now.
30?
Yeah.
I got over 15. How the fuck are you worth 30?
I'm white.
That's a good point, I guess.
People are going to believe it way more.
That's true.
Oh my God, this is so embarrassing.
So I'm worth half of you. On my best day, I'm worth half of you.
I mean, people said slavery. Deal. People said slavery was so bad, but at least they were worth 2/3. I mean,
you're a piece of shit,
Johnny. You can't breathe. Are you okay?
Oh, all right, shut the fuck up. Knock that off.
Listen, you're the right wing cop supporter.
I think, you know, I support cops because guess what? When you get in trouble, you have to call them. If you do any shit on your own hands.
No, if you get in trouble, you need to avoid the cops because they want to bring you to jail for whatever you just did.
That's what I guess so.
Boo, I can't breathe. Boo.
I'm a friend. You've had good experiences with cops. So you caught some lucky breaks in your lifetime, son.
What, you mean all those arrests?
Could have been worse. Could have been worse.
That's true. You could end up with a nightstick in your asshole.
Hell yeah, bro.
I just do that in my free time, and I'm not getting arrested, so it's great.
Somebody just beating you about the legs, talking about it's Giuliani time. It's not a good time at all, bro.
No, it's not, Johnny.
Mm-mm.
Oh, no, dude. So, for real, you think you're going to win this match tonight?
Yeah, why you gotta remind me about that? I'm just trying to block it out.
So. How many points do you think you're going
to
get?
I have to make sure no points are scored.
Listen, if you don't win, it's going to be a bad Christmas for all the High Society Radio listeners.
Oh, my God.
For everybody listening to this that looked
at
this show.
I got people's gifts. I really do have people's gifts right now.
That's
the whole
thing. Not only that, we're releasing the show a little bit early, so they'll hear this before Christmas.
Oh, God.
We're releasing the show 4 days early this week.
Jesus.
You people better appreciate it. Am I coming off angry?
Yeah.
Then I'm sorry.
Normally, you just go to Patreon and get the show early, but this week, since it's Christmas, it's going to be a gift. But if Johnny loses, that just negates the gift. There's a lot of pressure on you.
Johnny, don't negate our gift to people.
Yeah, you piece of shit.
Shit mood.
Johnny,
it's Monday, too. I don't want to drink.
Johnny.
I don't want to drink.
Do some of this dirt, right?
He's waiting on that one, huh, big boy?
Nope, it just came to me. It just came to me, Johnny. To make it seem like you were gay.
Speaking of gay, how many rapes are going on in fraternities nowadays?
I know, Stanley sent me this article on Gawker, every rape reported at a fraternity this year.
I meant to count them. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
It doesn't seem like there's that many.
That go reported, you mean? Because you know that shit goes down a lot, bro.
I'm just saying.
You got the bro coach out there, bro.
I mean, I'm just glancing at this. But
no. Talk about something else and I'll count them up.
Oh, you're going to count them up. But make sure you count the ones that are actually raped. Some of these things are just like girls getting like tacos thrown at them when they're sleeping and they're calling it assault.
Wait. No means yes. Yes means ew. Those clever, clever fucking betas.
Oh, yeah. Somebody gave me a beer koozie that said that once.
Oh, wow.
There's a picture of a lion on it.
There's a woman that gave you that beer koozie?
No, I said somebody. I got it at a bar. Oh. Like, here, you want this? I was like, all right.
Was it a dude? Because that might
they
have
were just giving him out. It wasn't like, hey, here's this gift for you.
It made it sound like that. Like, you just showed up and dude was like, yo, this dude might be like an anal, son.
He just touched my face gently. It was like, here you go. Yeah, I was like, ah. Oh.
Fucking side of the pinky down your eyelobe and
like,
chill.
Like, oh, I get some play in this place.
So you fresh out here, son? You newbie? Ah, well. Yeah, well. Can't really actually, do much with fucking rapes.
So if people are listening to this, you can go listen to the interview I did. Speaking of rape statistics, I did an interview with Christina Hoff Summers, who's the host of The Factual Feminist on YouTube. I did that. That's on.
That's nice. What's she promoting? She have a new book out? What's going on?
No, she's got a couple of books out. You can just get. I just contacted
that's
her.
Pretty big gap,
bro. She's promoting the YouTube channel, Factual Feminist.
Nice. Great. She gets a couple thousand hits, man.
Yeah, she does all right, she's trying to make it bigger. But she's a really nice lady.
Cute.
I mean, she's an older woman. All you want to see a picture?
Checking. You know, those ladies like to be told they look nice sometimes. A little pat on the ass.
Yeah.
That's classy, Johnny. Makes me feel good about the show when you say things like that.
Look at that nice blouse you got on. Why don't you take it off? You look uncomfortable.
There you go. She's just a very nice older lady.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah. I want to say older. I say mature, bro. Got like a Heidi Fleiss thing going on.
I mean, she's in her 60s, John.
I bet she is.
Right. You don't have to bet. She's just, how old she is.
I'm reading it on Google right now.
Oh, you're talking about her age?
Yeah.
All right. I thought you meant something else. All right. I'm sorry.
You're a strange dude.
I thought you meant partners. It's like she's, like she likes a good time.
Stop it.
All right.
She was a guest of the show.
Yeah.
So don't shit on her.
I'm not shit on her. I'm giving her very.
She's very nice. People should go buy her fucking
books. I listened through it. It's good stuff.
You did listen to it?
She does not like feminist, does she?
No, she considers herself a feminist. She doesn't.
I know.
She doesn't like liars.
Yeah.
That works.
Yeah, she's good. That was great. It was a great interview. Everyone should listen to it. It's on our, on our regular account. You just go to iTunes and it'll be right there on the list of shows that are available.
Was she part of that Vice article too, where they had the?
No, not the one that you did a while ago. That's 2 out of 4 of the interviews I've done have also been on the Daily Show, so that's credible, right?
Fuck, because
she's been on the Daily Show.
That's very credible.
That's very good. Maybe you could be a
pretty
booker.
Much the Daily Show and this podcast are the only two places you could promote books because nobody else gives a shit.
Nobody else will talk to me,
and nobody else gives a shit about books.
And only really Chris is the one who cares about books. I usually just burn some. I buy them off Amazon and then start
just
fires.
I buy like survival guide books, but I'm not really good at any of the shit in the books. So it's like they just chilling right now.
Last week,
the survival guide doesn't tell me how to make a baconator out of twigs and berries.
Last week, I just, strapped some firecrackers to a Kindle. I'm so pissed at reading.
Burn that cheap-ass material.
All right, so how many rapes do you think were reported at fraternities last year?
60.
Say
all the fraternities in the entire country.
I'd say 61.
35, Johnny.
Damn. I thought it was an epidemic.
35
rapes. Doesn't really sound like a problem. It just sounds like a rough day.
Wait a second. There's 21 million college students. 60% of them are... No, 71% are women, yeah. Right?
Really?
Or 61% are women. It's much more than... There's a hefty amount. I actually talk about it in the interview. There's much more women in college than there are men.
You know what's funny? You say hefty. Those are the ones that usually don't get raped. Right?
Well...
Right?
Can't rape the willing, John.
But you guys happy with yourselves?
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. Nah, I gave you the corporate face. Relax, bro.
Yeah. I'm relaxing. I'm sorry. I know you were trying to clean up the show. But anyway, you're sitting there's 30.
35. According to this Gawker article.
Well, some of these are multiple counts. So we'll round up to 50. Right?
That's pretty concerning.
But... Of 21 million students.
That's still a lot, bro. Rape is rape. There's nothing funny about rape. Is that what you want to hear? Son of a bitch.
I'm not saying it's funny.
Why did I even bring this fucking topic up?
No, I mean, well, what did you want to talk about?
Nothing. This next topic.
I'm just going to
drink some water, you guys.
Don't
rape
my optimism, bro.
Your optimism is already fucking raped.
I mean, let's talk about it. Listen, we'll talk about your rape. Topic that you wanted to talk about so bad that you had to count all the rapes.
Is it because you hate Greek people?
Yes, that's it.
That's what.
Speaking of Greek people,
what?
You know who likes to do some sodomizing?
Yeah, that was an old stereotype. They got that very unfairly.
Yeah,
it wasn't like they raped a lot of people in their little fucking reign of terror.
Well, now they got the fraternity
reign
thing.
Reign of terror.
Hey, man,
they're getting double rapey.
Oosh.
Didn't they create philosophy and whatnot, the Greeks?
Also, SantaCon and beer pong.
Oh,
the Greeks are responsible for SantaCon?
I mean, they're responsible for fraternities. I'm assuming fraternities are responsible for SantaCon.
Yeah, it looks like a bro kind of thing to get out of a fraternity.
We should start doing some more bro stuff, all of us.
You mean like drinking?
We'll go to the fucking gym. We kind of need that.
You mean like drinking and making light of rape like we've been doing?
Yo, you could lift like a fucking 8-pound dumbbell and shit, and I'll make it sound like you're doing 1,000 pounds and shit. Yeah. Like max effort, bro. Max effort. Tear that shit up, son. You hear that pop?
You gotta maintain your gains, bro.
I do maintain my gains. I go to Outback Steakhouse. I go to fucking.
Oh, word. This motherfucker's been living it up, son. Outback Steakhouse.
Who'd you go with? You go with your friends? Your friends giving friends?
It's you know what?
Son,
this was brought up to me. Chris was at Friendsgiving 2 years ago.
No, I wasn't.
So oh, word, son?
You're a bitch.
No,
just like me. You're a bitch.
No, I wasn't.
So you should shut your goddamn mouth.
These motherfuckers didn't know how to make gravy. They paid me to come in and be a personal chef.
Oh, word, yeah. Is that what that was?
No, I remember he texted me, hey, what's up? I told him, and this is...
Yeah, I wasn't invited.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't sound like an invite.
This was verbatim, the text. Hey, buddy, I'm at Friendsgiving. Want to join? And he's like, oh, my God, please, can I come to Friendsgiving?
Oh,
and he said,
Chris.
So, that's not what happened at all.
So, well, looks like the table's been turned once again.
He was
again.
Like, yeah, I'm going to Friendsgiving. I was like, he's like, you rolling through? And I was like, wasn't invited, bro. And then I got a text from the person who threw it, like, hey, so...
Oh, Stanley fucking
yeah,
like,
I got,
made him feel guilty.
I got a guilt trip invite after the fact.
Oh, that's a dick move,
just because
bro.
I got him in. Me and Stanley have different work schedules, so, you know, I like to hit him up when I know he has off. Like, yeah. You know, you want to hang out, bro? Yeah. No, I'm busy, dude. I got to go hang out.
I got to
hang out with my friends and eat my first turkey.
And like, I'm hanging with the boys, bro.
And this motherfucker couldn't wait to get there, so it's on now. All right, so maybe I don't look like such an asshole.
Speaking of stuffing turkeys, what did you want to talk about with these rape stats?
I'm not. I'm done. I'm past the fucking subject.
Yo, but like when you went to the Friendsgiving shit, did like everybody have their family crest on and shit?
Yeah, it was upper echelon.
Just fucking shit.
Cardigans and shit.
They called you boy. It's like, hey, boy.
They're like,
here,
I'll hold this platter. I was like,
what do you think of the Christmas sweater thing? Because I was at a bar.
Fucking stupid.
Oh, yeah, I was at a bar on Saturday, and it's just like every other person had like a purposely bad Christmas
sweater.
Yeah, that's
the thing.
The purposely bad part of it really annoyed. The fact that an industry
like
has sprung up around it.
Yeah, like there's new companies that are making purposely bad Christmas sweaters.
But you have people that do like the gingerbread house tournaments now and shit.
Yeah, but that's different. You're making something.
That's,
you're
that's
not buying
thing.
Something that's mass produced to be that. There's something really annoying that's about something that's mass produced so you can look wacky
like
and edgy.
Like the irony of being ironic type shit.
Yeah, it's not. It's like almost more ironic.
Yeah, but I don't consider. I just think it's being a douche. I don't see no irony in that. It's pretty just being a fucking asshole.
I mean, we talk about it all the time. It's just another excuse for adults to like, dress up in fucking costumes.
You go to Target. Now there's like a section of purposely ugly sweaters and shit. Yeah.
I saw a guy with a goddamn sweater that had like embroidered on it like a stuffed animal, like a fucking reindeer stuffed animal that was like sewed onto the actual sweater.
Oh, I've seen ones that hang low and say jingle my bells and there's like bells in the shape of a cock. Like,
what kind of clubs you hanging out at, bro?
I just seen it. I've seen that. I saw it on Reddit, actually.
No, yeah. You clean that up.
I'm not going to an ugly Christmas fucking party.
With dicks hanging up and shit, just looking
no,
at
like
dick.
It's bells in the shape of a cock. Mm. This is jingle my bells.
Mm. Mm. Right, Johnny? That's what you like.
I guess.
Yeah, the sweater thing, the sweater game is out of control.
Are you doing that this weekend?
I have three on right now. What are you talking about, Johnny? I'm going to three different bad sweater parties.
It sounds like some shit.
I know all that. He shaved his chest hair into a reindeer.
I mean, look at it. Look at it. Don't you like this?
One of his nipples is Rudolph's nose and shit.
That's right.
He tweaks it so it stays red.
He's like,
No, I fucking pierced it with a fucking a red fucking battery. It's great. Light. Oh. This has been a crazy year, boys.
Won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Oh, don't
that's
do
good.
That.
That's,
don't fucking do that.
That's good. It's like I'm going to suck his dick.
Yeah. You get it, John? You get it?
Yeah, you get a lot of like dick action going on in the holidays, Chris.
Yeah, well, you need that dick.
I guess.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I get it. Winter cum land, huh?
All right. He just fucking...
I just ruined it.
Yeah,
he just blew it.
Blew it like a drifter underneath the fucking train track. Huh?
I guess, man. What kind of holidays do you have?
Like, it's drifter cocksucking tournaments.
That doesn't sound fun. Got a gaggle of motherfuckers under a bridge.
Tiberius Thomas, give me a final fucking score right now.
I want 3 points.
You better pull this out for our fucking
three
listeners
catches.
Who are listening
so
to this.
Gets one
Christmas.
Catch for 20 yards?
No,
or how's that?
No, no. One catch for like 2 yards, another catch for 2 yards, another catch for 2 yards, and then he fucking lands awkwardly and misses the game. But he's back the next week, so I'm not an asshole.
Oh, okay.
All right. I don't want his career to end. I don't want, you know.
You just want him to take the game off,
I don't want
basically.
No Jerry Maguire fucking moments. I don't want his family fucking watching that shit on national TV.
Don't, no, Johnny, don't.
I don't want that.
Johnny, seriously.
I just want to win my money.
God.
It's a tough Christmas already, bro. That'll help.
Christmas is a tough time of the year, isn't it?
I fucking hate it. Sometimes I wish I lived in a poor country just because they don't celebrate as much as we do.
Just because you'd have American dollars and you can make them all feel like shit? Isn't that why we're going to Russia?
No,
no.
I don't
Chris,
do that
it's not
countries.
Like we're going to Russia.
I spend, like, if I go to a poor country, I, like, check out the hotels, strip clubs, whores, their fucking liquor. You got to be nice. That's about it. I don't want fucking culture. I can get that shit at the museum on 81st Street. Thank you.
That's what I'm talking about.
Got Central in that bitch. You're on the bus, they don't even got a fan in that shit. Savages.
Central is pretty impressive.
Yeah, bro.
It's like one giant air conditioner that controls everything. Right?
Yeah, but in Russia, that's just called the weather. It's cold there.
All right. You're going to fucking keep doing jack-off Smirnoff jokes, motherfucker?
It's Soviet Russia.
Oh, God.
Air conditions you.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
It's good stuff.
That's a good impression. I don't know how I could do a Yakov Smirnoff.
I'm not. No, I'm turning this.
I used to like Night Court. Remember when Yakov Smirnoff used to be on Night Court a lot when we were kids?
Yo, yeah. Shit, son.
Yakov Smirnoff's in ISIS now, you heard?
Shut up.
Him and those him and those cholos from...
He's part of ISIS. He's over there.
You're a fucking liar.
No, I'm not.
They
I'm
fought them in like Rambo 4 or some shit. Why
No.
He's actually Chechnya.
Oh, he's part of ISIS.
Dirty motherfucker.
That's Yakov Smirnoff. You heard it here first, folks. Yakov Smirnoff.
I'm going to take this with a grain of salt, bro.
Now part of ISIS.
I bet you'll take this with some.
He's serving falafel in Astoria as part of the ISIS restaurant.
I don't make any sense tonight.
No, not at all. I got a motherfucking ISIS fucking beauty salon around where I work too and shit. They don't give a fuck no more. People don't got no decency anymore flashing that shit in the street like that.
Flashing what?
ISIS. You shouldn't be using that word. It's a dirty word.
I say it constantly on this show.
Yeah, but you don't got no fucking shirts on with it.
I'd say ISIL. Because it sounds funnier. ISIL.
What?
You put that one in your back pocket there, Chief, and you sit on it and think about what you've just done.
Well, I'll tell you this once. It's been a weird one tonight. I don't know if anything we said made sense.
Not at all.
Everything we said made sense. First of all, we debunked all rape statistics, right?
Oh, yeah. Did that shit pretty swiftly.
We started an ugly sweater company.
No, we did.
We crippled the ruble, thereby bolstering the American economy.
There you go.
We did it. We accomplished a lot. Now, if only... Team High Society Radio would win,
yo, don't do that.
Then our listeners would have something to be happy about on Christmas.
You didn't say anything fucking positive this whole time. Don't do that.
I said plenty of positive
things. No, you haven't. You're like, oh, how your Sunday's going to ruin. So stick to that.
I never said that. Shut the fuck up and just stick to that.
Don't do that. I've been cheering you on all season.
What are you talking about?
I swear to God, I'm going to stab you where you live.
You believe what you just fucking did to you?
I'm going to fuck. I'm going to go to your house. You know what? I'm going to wait for all your loved ones to come drop off whatever gifts they give you.
I don't have any loved ones.
Well, whatever the fuck you got, I'll kill your cat in front of you, motherfucker.
My cat will fuck you up.
I doubt
that. My cat got more kidneys than you, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Seems like you guys don't even like each other. Well, I wanted this to be a nice pre-holiday show, but it's just turned into bickering amongst us.
Are we doing an actual holiday show?
Sure. check our Twitter at HS Radio Show for any updates. Everyone have a great holiday season. This is High Society Radio. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Sean Aiden.
Chris from Brooklyn.
Bye. Say goodbye.